This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that singer Justin Timberlake has been arrested, accused of driving while intoxicated on New York's Long Island. That's according to a law enforcement official. We're told that Justin Timberlake will be arraigned later today. You may well start feeling some ferocious heat over the next few days if you're not feeling it already. The AP's Julie Walker.
Record-breaking heat is here for tens of millions of people in the Midwest and Northeast through at least Saturday, with heat alerts from Iowa to Maine, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Low to mid-90s, mid-Atlantic to Northeast, some spotty upper 90s to near 100, you know, as we get into next, especially by Saturday here in the Philly, D.C., Baltimore.
And meteorologist Andrew Worrison says Texas could be affected by a potential tropical cyclone.
Some very heavy rainfall with this tropical system, and so there will be concerns for flash flooding.
He says flash floods are also possible in the plains and upper Midwest because of a cold front bringing heavy rain. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden will have more to say about this afternoon. The White House says his administration will let some immigrants who are married to Americans but don't have legal status apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
It's an aggressive election year action on immigration that has been sought by many Democrats. The policy will allow roughly 490,000 spouses of U.S. citizens an opportunity to apply for a parole in place program, which would shield them from deportations and offer them work permits if they have lived in the country for at least 10 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senators are expected to press Boeing CEO today about the company's plan to fix its manufacturing problems. This is AP News. A U.S. expert describes the Israel-Lebanon border conflict as very serious.
Amos Hochstein, senior advisor to President Joe Biden on the Middle East, has met with officials in Beirut in an effort to find a diplomatic solution to head off a larger war.
The conversations that I had here today in Beirut and the ones that I had yesterday in Israel, both are being conducted because the situation is serious. We have seen an escalation over the last few weeks. And what President Biden wants to do is to avoid a further escalation to a greater war.
Hochstein adds the people living in the border region have suffered enough.
Innocent people are dying, property is damaged, families are shattered.
I'm Charles Diledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.